Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Another sunny day across Johannesburg and Pretoria tomorrow. The City of Gold will peak at 26 degrees. Pretoria 28, Mbombela and Tzaneen 24. Justice Minister Thembisa Malani has denied any improper relationship with the contractor involved in the VBS scandal during her time as mayor of Polokwane. She appeared before Parliament's Justice Portfolio Committee today to address claims that she received the 575,000 rand loan from a VBS link fixer to pay for a Santon coffee shop. Malani maintains that she did not unduly benefit from the looting of VBS Mutual Bank.
They are not your contractor. They were appointed to provide services through a procurement process done through committees of council. I did not receive any improper benefits from the contractor. Coffee shop seemed a feasible option so that I could create employment opportunities for myself and my next of kin.
The Automobile Association has welcomed the investigation into the appointment of French technology company IDEMA to produce the country's new smart driving license card. The Department of Transport appointed IDEMA as the preferred bidder over four other companies. Here's the association spokesperson, Leighton Baird.
Huge amounts of public funds are at stake, and it is critical that the public has complete trust in the process and its outcomes. The DOT and other government departments have a duty to justify the selection of specific entities, not only in terms of the money being spent, but also in terms of how these entities are better suited than local suppliers to provide products and services.
Now, the organisation Undoing Tax Abuse has called for the cancellation of the driving licence card machine contract awarded to IDEMA. Here's Altus Wayne Divination.
The list of irregularities is long, and they are growing by the hour, literally, as more and more people and companies come forward with their experiences of the driver's licence card account authorities who manage this tender and how they have been manipulating and interfering.
Under crime-related matters, Operation Shanella resulted in the arrest of 333 suspects in Pretoria. They were arrested for various crimes, including that of murder, attempted murder, rape and armed robbery. The suspects are due to appear in court soon. And finally, Time magazine has revealed its 2024 list of 100 most influential people in artificial intelligence. They include Google and Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai and Microsoft CEO. Here's Time editor-in-chief Sam Jacobs.
Time has always been about the people who shape the world, and we feel like the people who are working in AI are the people who are doing that today. So we're trying to bring our spirit and energy and try to help people understand who the people are behind this technological transformation.
He told CNBC this year's list offers examples of possibility for AI when it's moved out of the lab and into the world. I'm Chanel September. That's it from the news desk. From me and the team, good night.
Guaranteed to keep your party going all night long. The Jacaranda FM Party Night. Baby.